Nobody will forgive or forget. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Can you imagine this morning, two cruise missiles hit this Freedom Square?
Ukraine's president calls those Russian bombings in Kharkiv a war crime, hitting a municipal building. At least six bodies have been found, many more people wounded.
We are fighting for our rights, for our freedoms, for our life.
Volodymyr Zelensky remotely urging Europe's parliament for help to let Ukraine join the European Union as Russian forces head toward Kyiv.
A convoy more than 40 miles long of Russian troops, artillery units, tanks, and a variety of other weapons headed to this capital city. People today are still fleeing. We are at the train station watching as husbands said goodbye to their wives and their kids, many of them going west as the men here in the capital prepare to fight.
Fox's Trey Ying says dumpsters and trucks and anything they can use are blocking roads, hoping to stop that Russian convoy. Secretary of State Antony Blinken just told the UN Human Rights Council,
"We must underscore Russia's obligation, even in its unlawful invasion, to respect international humanitarian law."
President Biden will talk about the Ukraine crisis tonight in his State of the Union address, and the united front with our allies, punishing Russia with sanctions.
The challenge that we have is it's the actions that we could have done before from this administration that would make sure today wasn't happening.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and other Republicans tell Fox the president was too late with sanctions and should have provided Ukraine with more weapons months ago. The president will also pivot to many other issues tonight. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells Fox he'll detail
his commitment to addressing prices, addressing costs, addressing inflation.
Now, the inflation continues at the gas pump. Prices already up 9 cents since last Tuesday. And as oil today surges up 9%, over 104 bucks a barrel, and stocks are plunging, the Dow is dropping 420 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A mother is in grief in Sacramento, California, after the estranged father of her three children killed them all in a church. Sacramento County Sheriff Scott Jones says he had
the restraining order against him and has to have supervised visits with his children. We believe that at this church that what was happening, a supervised visit.
Now, the chaperone who took those three girls, age 9, 10, and 13, to the church was also murdered. Then the man shot and killed himself. A loss in court for families of the victims of a 2016 wildfire that swept through Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee. A federal judge dismissed their lawsuits against the National Park Service, saying they failed to specifically claim the service did not warn people of the danger. Those families plan to appeal. 14 people were killed in that wildfire that also torched about 2,500 buildings. Back to that Ukraine crisis. The Ukraine parliament now says Russian forces have hit the TV tower in the capital, Kyiv. And not only is Russia being punished for all this economically, it's losing in sports.
After the International Olympic Committee on Monday called for Russia and Belarus to get barred from international competitions, the sports world responded. Not only has Russia been banned from World Cup soccer until further notice, Tuesday the International Skating Union followed in line with similar sanctions by the governing bodies of international soccer and hockey. The ISU banned ice skaters from Russia and Belarus from being invited to or allowed to participate in any events, including the World Championships in France this month, which means Kamila Valieva and Olympic champ Anna Shcherbakova cannot compete. International Ice Hockey Federation banned Russia and Belarus until further notice. The NHL suspended business relationships with Russia. The Beijing Paralympics begin Friday, a decision expected Wednesday on whether athletes from Russia and Belarus will be allowed to compete. Jared Max, Fox News.
Talks resume this hour between Major League Baseball and players to end the lockout by today, or the season may be delayed. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.